welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 214. 2 weeks into the 200s. How is everybody? Let me know while I get into the chat. Bet there was a scrap to see who got in there first. Mike. But we've ascertained Mike doesn't count. No, I think we'll give that to Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. Oh, difference between originalist and textualist and a pragmatist. Oh, Kim's been very busy. Mystery guest, that's got to be Simon. Just surmising there. I think everybody's gathered that. You have no need of such adolescent frippery. Yes, of course you do, Simon. Hello, Deb, CQ. Still hurting. Oh no, it's your gums. Having to wait on the GP because of the blood thinner. Oh no. Ugh, deep cleaning, scaling. Oh, this is frightening now. I think I've had that done. What's that stuff they use when they polish? Because it feels like sand in your mouth. Ugh. Oh, and I have a thing called Flow. I don't know if it's called Flow in the States, Kim. It's some kind of powder that's used around, like a blasting powder, around implants. I've had that a couple of times as well. Maroon's going to have a first birthday at this rate. Only the one, Jonathan. We're putting in place a 10-year plan. Oh, can they not give you something for the pain, Deb, at least? My dentist is very good when it comes to drugs. I think he trusts me with them. Plus the fact I can't have any of the penicillin things anyway. So it's all really weird stuff I get. Flow is messy stuff. Ah, that'll be why then. I've never actually seen it. I've usually got my eyes closed. But it feels sandy, gritty somehow. I've got a feeling it's white, but I don't know why. Could be blue. There was something that was blue. Is that something that they put in underneath temporary kind of crown things? Temporary. Craig just calls them temporaries. But I would say they are kind of, they look like teeth, but they're made chair side. And they look amazing. They were better than what I had originally. But they all got taken out afterwards. But I was quite pleased with them. I thought they looked amazing. But the thing was, whatever they're made of, you're not supposed to eat beetroot or eat anything Indian with the orange powdery stuff in, because it turns them pink. And some guy did, and it turned them pink. And then they have to be ground down. No, I didn't. I lived on water and gruel, basically. Water and gruel. But I haven't had that in a while. Doubtless I'll have to have it when I go back next time. At the moment, we're scratching around for toothpaste. Luckily, Kim would appreciate this. When we buy toothpaste, we buy it from Costco. So it's in 12s. But we only buy it when it's on offer. So I said, well, we'll get enough for the year. Which was a fantastic foresight, wasn't it? Because now you can't get toothpaste for love nor money. So I think it's just coming on again. But I said to Mike, I need more toothpaste. And he said, we haven't got any. And I said, don't be ridiculous. Pulled the bath side panel back. And I think we've got enough for a 10-year lockdown. I was not being caught short without toothpaste. I also have a bathroom cabinet. We've got four bathroom cabinets that are all each quite big. And they were put together in like a wall. So it looks like a wall of mirrors. And one of these cupboards has nothing in it but dental floss. You see, I've got all the equipment. Don't actually need to leave the premises, which is just as well. We are now in the middle of a war zone on top of everything else. Jonathan will be aware of this. I'm hoping the rest of you have not been subjected to it. I'll give you the short version. But let me catch up first. Right, okay. Pain meds for other pains. Number me up and give me gas. Oh dear. Done it before on all four quadrants. Took about 4 hours. Oh, ouch. Toothpaste is good here, supply-wise. Kim, I never doubted you. I never doubted you. But I use the same one. Apparently, I don't know how true this is, but I got told, choose a toothpaste and stick with it. That changing between toothpaste is not good. Now, it was never explained why. So the ones that are like bleachified... that will make your teeth white. Don't bother. because obviously mine aren't teeth. So I ended up with a Prosensitive, Colgate Prosensitive something. And I like it. So I always get that, which is why I don't want to be caught short, because then I might have to use something else. Oh, yes, Jonathan, I know. Good old Andy doesn't know what he wants. He wants more control. And now he's refusing to go into local lockdown. Not his biggest fan. I wasn't his biggest fan when he stood for mayor, Jonathan. I was hoping we got somebody more local with more sense. But I really can't fathom him with this one. Because even at 67% of your salary, you don't have the same expenditure. If you are not working because you are on furlough, you don't have the same expenditure. So giving you 100% of the salary, I think, is a bit off anyway. I mean, I personally know people who were on official furlough and still working for whoever. There's one in particular, and it really grates with me. It really does. So 80%, I think you could get away with it because, you know, you're not working. You are free to do whatever you like because you're not working. Your employer should not expect you to work. So we're only talking 13%. We've been offered 67%. I don't think that's actually bad. And if you are really, really in dire need, then there is the other thing they're arguing about, tax credit or something. I don't know. I don't claim anything. That thing, whatever that is, which would top it up. And by not, and he actually made a statement today. I don't know if you clocked it, Jonathan. He said, you know, people will lose their jobs, which, yep, they will. Quite right. And they'll only be on 67% plus benefits. And I'm like, but that's not actually bad for not doing anything, but carry on. And then he said, and that's what all this is about. And I thought, no, it's not. It's all about not getting infected from idiots and dying. That is what all this is about. But he seems to have totally forgotten that. And I love the way he appeared on the steps of, I presume it was the town hall, looking like a refugee from the miners' crisis in 84. He really was man of the people, wasn't he? You know, I can imagine him there with wardrobe. What should I wear? Something that makes you look like a red under the bed. That's what you need. So he turned out looking like he'd just come in from the mine rather than coming from a government meeting. Crying out loud. Yes, yeah, so we're in the middle of a war zone. Boris wants us in a tier 3 lockdown. Andy Burnham, who's the local mayor, does not. There was actually, you'll have missed this, Jonathan, you'll have been asleep, but I was in two minds whether to wake Mike. It was so funny. 2 o'clock came, and at 5 past, a thing pinged up from the BBC News that the government were having an emergency meeting. And I thought, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What were you thinking? You were going to catch Andy Burnham asleep? So they have this meeting, and it was, yes, they've got to go into lockdown. It is now 7:10 in the evening, so we've now had another 15 hours, and we are still not in a tier 3 lockdown. So your guess is as good as mine. That's where we're at. Dev can't use... Is that can or can't use most toothpaste? Make me sick. Ah, not. Just use water with electric toothbrush. I always wonder, you know, if it's true what they said about salt. That salt's just as good as anything else. And in my mum's day, this really is bad. Was it ash they used? Which I'm like, but that's black. Yeah, I think it was ash that they used. Different types for different things. So Kim has Colgate Pro Sensitive. That, I think that's the one I've got. I've tried Sensodyne for sensitive teeth. It was a little bit minty, I think. But what I do with that is when I go in to see them, they have the little sample tube things. They are perfect to put in your bag for when you used to go out and things. So in my bag, I have a very small, like, plastic lunchbox thing, you know, only like 3 inches by 2 inches. And in it, it's got, we call them wisdom, but they're the rubber brushes, the tiny interdental brushes, but that are rubber. I've got some... what are they called? The metally ones that I don't like. I don't like those at all. But I have got some in there. And a tube of toothpaste. A little tiny tube of toothpaste. For when I'm out. Oh, my dentist's best friend, me, aren't I? Once they sorted me out, I made sure I was okay. So I carry it with me. His press conference reminded Jonathan of Corbyn. Yes, he did look a little bit like that, didn't he? Corbyn's best buddy. Dear goodness, don't use salt. That was an old wives' tale here, Kim. Got no toothpaste, use salt. I don't know what the logic was, but apparently we'll take it from you. No, don't use salt. I'm a very good patient. I don't want to have it all done again. So once I knew what... I don't think they had brushes like that in my day. When I very first went, which would have been about 25 years ago, I don't think they had the rubber tip brushes, which I just find those easy when I'm out. So if I've eaten, then I will excuse myself to the ladies and make sure my teeth are clean. But back then, I think they only had the metal ones and I hated them. I really don't like the sound they make. They feel like they're wearing your teeth away like a file. So I don't like those. But the other ones are great. It's so funny. I got this new hygienist, the one who still hasn't grasped. I'm called Elaine, that one. And literally every time she says, "And do you use brushes?" And I'm thinking, can't you tell I use brushes? And then she says, "What colour brushes?" And literally, it's the same conversation every time you go in. Now, Craig remembers stuff. This one clearly can't remember anything. So I said to her assistant, "Can you just pass me that plastic box that's on the top of my bag?" And I gave it to her and I said, "That's what I use." And she was like, "Oh, is this with you all the time?" Like, yeah, because do you know what? My teeth are with me all the time as well. And if my teeth are with me, then I take the cleaning kit with me. No, I definitely don't want to have to do it again. That's it. So salt's bad, is it? Why is salt particularly bad? Because logically, doesn't it stop bleeding, which might not be a good thing? And it would melt, wouldn't it? So, yeah, it's one of those things that you think could be true, but clearly it's not. So we need to know why. So, Jonathan, how long do you think Andy Burnham's going to be able to hold out before we're in lockdown? It's abrasive. Yeah, I wondered about that. But then when they do their... I guess salt's much more abrasive than the stuff, the cleaning stuff that you use. But when it's in your mouth, it feels like sand. It feels huge whenever they clean stuff. I get outside and it still feels gritty. A week? Wow. I don't think they'll give him a week. I'm just wondering. It's a bit like watching... remember the video? Well, no, you won't, Jonathan. But there was a video for a track called Two Tribes. And it was... Reagan, and I think we worked it out, it was, I can't remember, the one who wasn't prime minister in charge in Russia very long. Was it Christoph? Anyway, they were fighting it out in a boxing ring, and I've just got this vision of it being Boris in the boxing ring with Andy Burnham. I don't think we've got till tomorrow night. I think obviously the government don't want to do it, they'll get the blame for it, but there again, if we reach a point where we've got no hospital beds, then they'll get the blame for that as well. So I don't think we've got till tomorrow night. Possibly they'll squeeze it in over the weekend. They'll just wear him down, you know. They'll keep bringing him into meetings at 2 a.m. and he won't have had any sleep and he won't know what he's agreeing to. There was an interview that I saw with the health secretary. Oh, dear me. Do not go there. If you've not seen it, I think it was about 15 minutes long, but let me summarise. All the questions led to... So, are you going to put them into lockdown? And the answer was, it wasn't even a variation. It was the same words over and over again, that they're seeking Manchester's agreement and that they really need to, and all the words were identical. You know, they need to appreciate the severity of the situation. Yak, yak, yak. And negotiations. And I thought, do you have to negotiate to be put into a lockdown? And they're talking to people on the streets of Manchester and basically they're sick of it. So I don't think there was really a consensus one way or the other. One guy made a point that he and his family were tested. They were all negative. So the children went back to school. So he goes back to work. 2 days later, some child in the school tests positive and they've sent the kids back home again. So now he can't go to work anyway because he's got to look after the kids because he can't send them to the grandparents because that's not allowed either. Oh, it's great here. It's fantastic here. In better news, and Kim asked about this, I think it was about a week ago. What was the Queen up to? The Queen has been out and about. She has done her first public official engagement since lockdown. they gave a whole history of where she'd been up to. So she'd done the Scotland thing and she'd done the Sandringham thing. Then she'd gone off to Windsor, etc., etc. But today she was actually out and about with William, but they travelled separately. Oh, I'll put the link in. Hang on, put the link in twice there. There we go. She went to Porton Down. Now, if you're going to go visit somewhere, Porton Down is the place to go. Porton Down is a government facility. What do they call it? The Defence Science and Technology Laboratory. It's basically the poisoning plant. So Porton Down is where they would do biological warfare. So of all the places to go, that one's pretty secure to start with. She didn't wear a face mask, neither did William, but they did arrive separately. They walked 2 metres apart. She did the opening of the thing. She watched some dogs go through their training things. And then I think they left separately as well. So I thought you'd like to know that, Kim. Porton Down was also the place that did a lot of the work on that Novichok case a couple of years ago. Sergei Skripal and his daughter, and then the lady that died. They did a lot of the work on that. They actually, at the very, very beginning, got the blame for that, saying it was a leak from Porton Down. But obviously it wasn't in the end. So Andy needs to come to Jonathan's part of Manchester. Do you imagine? Wasn't far from his press conference anyway. Hardly a mask in sight at some places. That doesn't surprise me. He isn't going to come near you, Jonathan, because there's a COVID testing centre next door. They need to get a grip on it. They do. Whether you're in level 2, level 3 or no level at all, no one's actually enforcing this at any level. So Kim says photos don't show anyone wearing a mask. Anybody who was there today, Kim, had already been tested. They had been tested every day for at least a week. So it was about as secure as you could get it. I do think it would be nice to see them in masks. I mean, maybe not the Queen or William, although William has been seen in a mask. But I think it would just set the tone. But people tend to think, well, you know, look at those photos. No one's in a mask. That's fine then. But it was probably the most secure place in the country today, because they've known about this visit for weeks. And even her and William did not travel together. Now, that doesn't surprise me, because Kate's out and about doing visits. Again, keeping 2 metres, is wearing a mask, but she's doing visits and their children are at school. So obviously, the chain of who knows who, etc., I can imagine that she would be kept apart from everybody. So no, there was nobody actually close to her, even like, although it wasn't that kind of event, like a lady-in-waiting taking flowers or something. She was literally isolated. But when they said it was public, yes, it was public, but it was public on government property that's locked down tighter than Area 53 is to start with. But yes, she's been out technically. Technically. Hello, Paul! Could put circle advertising on in Photoshop. Do you know, I was thinking that something needed photoshopping to get out. I forget what, but there you go. You didn't know William was so bald. Yeah, William's been going bald virtually since he got married. He now actually looks the spit image of his uncle at his age. I believe that's a bit of a contretemps between him and Harry as well. Because although Harry is 2 years younger, Harry has a mop of flame red hair, and William's been going bald for years, at least since he got married, I think, 2011, 2012. He did have the whole thing shaved off, and then he got criticised for that because he flew a barber in. Wherever he was, he picked this particular barber and flew him in, and it meant that this haircut cost something like £180 for the haircut and £500 for the round trip, and he got criticised for that as well. But he is the absolute image of his Uncle Edward at that age. He started losing his hair in his 20s. See if I can get a picky of him. He's not Prince Edward anymore, is he? He's the Duke of... Is it Sussex? I get confused with... No, that's the... Wessex. The Duke of Wessex. Let's have a look. Prince Edward. Oh, William with hair is so funny. There are pictures of William with hair here. He always looked quite young in his 20s. We really need a side-on view of Edward. But that's Edward, and that picture of Edward does make him look very similar to William. This is actually a piece from the paper 2 years ago. And it's comparisons that they've done between him and Edward. So I'll put that link in. Are you actually going to paste that? Good night, Jonathan. Right. Oh, I've got a real problem with this computer today. There we go. Hair-raising evidence he's turning into his Uncle Edward. And they do, they look like twins. They look like twins. Wow, even I hadn't realised how much like each other they look. They've got photos of them there, even looking exactly the same. The same facial expressions. Wow, you can tell they're related. You really can. I would say Edward's slightly more bald, but there again, Edward's what? Early 50s? Is he about 50? 49, 50? Something like that. There you go. Oh, so having great fun there. So I think that's where we're up to. We should be in a lockdown, but we're not in a lockdown. Well, we are. We're in a level 2, but we should be in a level 3. But the government are too spineless to put us in a level 3 without saying so. They have, however, put a load of other places in there that you have probably heard of. York, London's in level 2. I think they've put half of near where Anthony is in level 2. Essex has gone into level 2. So yes, there's a whole lot of others gone into level 2. And London are not happy about it because the north side of the Thames is really bad. The south side of the Thames is nowhere near that bad. So it's just a case of them saying, well, we want the whole of London to go into lockdown and that's the end of that. I do, however, have a picture of our leader. Do you know, I remember voting in the election that we had. We had an election for the Manchester mayor. And I guess we got the stuff through. And I thought, all right, so we're voting for Manchester mayor. And I never really clocked the fact of what that meant, because although we are in that area, so we really are part of Greater Manchester, our postcode is M33, which is Manchester 33. But our address is actually Cheshire. So it gets confusing. And I never really clocked it that, you know, in the event of a crisis, he would be in charge, which is even more scary because he is now in charge. I wish I could get a picture of this, but my whole machine, it's a wonder you're hearing me, actually. My whole machine is really off right now. I think it's saying, buy me a new one. I need to go into retirement. Oh, that's a good error message. That's a fantastic error message. That went haywire, it says. Do you know what? I'll do it again. God's sake. Right. I'm trying to share this picture when you've all quite finished. Right, let's get that put where it's supposed to be and then let's get to share it. And then you can see the state of it. Oh, panda cam. Yes, it's been a panda cam kind of day, Kim. I give up with them, I really do. Because whatever else is, are you actually going to this? Gosh. Oh, it is. Eventually. I think I've killed my machine. I think that's what I've done. Right, number 2, was it? Camera 2 to see the cub. Oh, baby pandas. Only one thing better than pandas, and that's baby pandas, isn't it? It is having a rare old time trying to get anywhere. It says it's loading. I think I need activity monitor to see what's gone crazy on this machine. Because something's gone crazy. It's also telling me that there is a screenshot there. But the screenshot has not been moved into the screenshots folder. What is the matter with it? No, everything's just hanging. Loading panda camera 1, it says, but I've clicked on 2 and it's not loading 2. Never mind. We'll carry on with it and hopefully it'll work. Unless, of course, I've killed the browser. Oh, I should have said, Mike's in the middle of a webinar. That happened at 6 o'clock. Lola's disgusted, not been for a walk yet. This is because she slept through it, and I wish you could see the state of her. I've never seen her look so scraggy. She is literally on one side. She's got fur, she's not bald, but it's so short, it looks bald by comparison to the rest of her. And I think it's because she prefers to lay on one side than another. So while she's laid down, we're stroking her, and this fur's all coming off. And then when she turns over, you stroke her once. It's like, right, I've had enough of that now. So the other side isn't coming away. Also, round her neck where her collar would be. And she only wears a collar when she's going out. But when she puts her collar on, that fur is not coming away very easily either. So to say she looks scraggy is an understatement. Have the RSPCA on us next. I think I finally killed that browser, so I'm going to need another one. So let me get another browser up so I can actually see the chat. Should we try Safari just for a laugh? It's been one of those weeks, to be honest. You know, when you've done a course like I did and you're finding 40 hours a week to do it on top of everything else, and then you're like 10 days other side of the course and you can't remember what day of the week it is, and you're like, but if the course had carried on for another week, I would have found those hours and I would have done it. Yeah, I'm sort of at that point. Oh, it is actually opening up. So I am getting the second browser. So as long as you can keep hearing me, which I believe you can. I can see that bit moving. It's the rest of it that isn't. Nothing connected to the internet in terms of a browser is looking very healthy at the moment. But I will persist and we will get there. Right, let's try and take that down. And what else aren't we using at the moment? Oh, you've just lost me, but I'm back. Something not right with this machine. But I've got the activity monitor up and it's saying everything's fine. It's Vivaldi that's not responding, which is fine because that's not touching anything. Right, to tell you what, I'll force quit that, which should free up something. Right, now I've got Safari in front of me, so let's see if I can go and get the chat in Safari. Yay! Right, I can see the chat now. Right, I'm back. Excellent. Let's try and get this picture in. There we go. That is the mayor of Greater Manchester. I know he looks like the gardener. Having said that, he does look like a man that was woken at 2 o'clock this morning to be told the government wanted an emergency meeting with him. And that could possibly be what he slept in all day. That's the steps of our town hall with him saying we're being set up as the canaries in the coal mine. So that was his day. That was what Simon and I were saying. Oh, fantastic. So we haven't had anything out of Apple for a couple of days, have we? But do you remember me saying that poster had a dark blue on it and an orange? And I was saying potentially a dark blue phone, which there was, and an orange phone, which there wasn't. But there was the gold phone. But I think I've found where the orange came in. There is an orange case. So I had a look at all the photos that they pushed up there for the 12, the big one. If you go to the homepage and scroll down, you get to see the MagSafe accessories. And in there, there's a lot of orange to be seen. So I think that's where the orange came from. They've actually only got four pro cameras showing on that page, but they are pushing these MagSafe accessories. Did they actually give us a price? Or did we surmise? They're £40, $49. And the charger, which they said they weren't doing, which they have actually now done, is £39. The bit that I don't get is the leather wallet that's going on the back. So when you've got one of these MagSafe cases, you can put this wallet on the back. And that's even more expensive than the case. Hello.
Hello.
You taking a break?
No, I've done my webinar.
Right, I thought you were going straight into your meeting.
No, I need to put a shirt on.
Oh yes, you do, don't you, and do your hair. You want to flatten your hair?
Could do.
I've just killed my browser.
Oh.
Jonathan agrees with me over Andy Burnham. He doesn't know what he wants. We're now discussing cases.
I was going to say something.
Come nearer the microphone, then they can all hear you.
When I think of a mayor, I think of somebody in the mayor's uniform and the hat.
With the chain. Chains. Yeah, chain of authority.
Yeah. Not somebody with no tie. And
he looks like he's just come out the garden.
He's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people. Yes. Exactly.
Power
exactly.
to the people.
Wolfie Smith. Who remembers Wolfie Smith? Oh, it didn't post my link, crying out loud. That's not good. There you go. It didn't post my link. There's my link. That is our mayor. In fact, I wonder if there's a picture of him in all his regalia when he was installed. Good shout, Mike. Andy Burnham. Mayor. Let's see if I can find him with that. He must have had some kind of... Oh, no, that's another Mr. Man of the People thing. Oh, there must be a photo of him when he was installed as mayor. He's a bit rumpled. Trust me when I say he does not normally look like that. That's why it's such a shock for me and Jonathan. He never normally looks like that. This is what he normally looks like. Brace yourself, Kim. You won't believe the difference. You'll do a double take and say, is that the same guy? This is what he normally looks like. And the thing that you would notice about him, more than anything else, is he looks like he's wearing mascara all the time. But that is what he normally looks like. And you'll notice the tie as well, which is blue and red. So he's trying to be... please everybody all of the time, basically. But that's what he normally looks like. Would have thought the day he was installed, we would have had a photo of him looking with all his stuff on. There's like the mayoral chains and stuff, but I don't see any photo of him in that. Ah, hang on. I think I've got one. Is that the one? It is. So when he was actually installed as mayor... oh, yes. This is what he looked like. You can see the difference. Hence Jonathan and I with, whoa, what happened there? Oh, you've got a picture. Excellent. Is this him actually being installed? Crying out loud. Let's have a look. How long's he been mayor now? About 2 years? Actually, that is uncannily like him, isn't it? Isn't that the mayor of Trumpton with the FA Cup in his hand? Did he make off with the FA Cup? Love it. Absolutely love it. But you can see our shock. You can see our shock. Ah, anyway, at least the Queen's out and about, so that's all sorted. Oh, and the other thing that we've done, which is like, why? How did he get to this? Do you remember last week we were talking about somebody visiting the Vatican? And they had full mask on and stuff, and the Pope didn't. And obviously the Vatican is part of Italy, physically, although it's a separate state. Today, the UK have said that they are taking Italy off the safe to fly to list. So no travelling there anymore, not without 14 days isolation. So clearly somebody saw that photo of the Pope. And that includes Vatican City, even though they didn't have any cases at all. I don't know if that's still the case, but they're on the list now, so you can't go there either. Well, you can, as long as you can take 2 weeks off when you get back. Chaotic or what? Is there any news on the computer front that can cheer everybody up? You know, like, actually, Prime Day is gone, hasn't it? Did anybody buy anything else on Prime Day? Simon, did you get any last minute deals? I've got a saga with the last minute deal. It was like playing whack-a-mole. Honestly, the prices were changing as you sat and watched them. We did order, as you know, got to whisper because she doesn't know. We did order two boxes, which had four packets in each of seven. So 20, we got 56 packets of treats for the dog. They were due to arrive Saturday, I think. So I'm busy checking all the notifications, and I get notifications on my phone and I get notifications on every Alexa in the house. Anyway, I went to bed really late, got up late. Alexa was saying nothing. So I thought, fair enough. And Next minute, it said delivered today. No, on one of the on one of the echoes, it said out for delivery. And I said to Mike, what's out for delivery? Because nothing was supposed to be coming before Friday. So he said, oh, that's already arrived. So I said, he said, it's those two big boxes there that I'd literally just walked past. But because we leave everything de-COVIDing for so long, I don't really take any notice of what boxes are there. You know, I don't count them in and count them out. But Mike actually puts the date on the box so we know when it's safe to touch the thing. And they arrived today. So they arrived 3 days early. The only downside is the stuff that was supposed to be arriving tomorrow, they've sent Royal Mail. This is not good news. Royal Mail is our standard national postal service. But if you want to see your stuff, it would be far easier if they just sent it Amazon. But they've given it to Royal Mail. So it could be a long time. We'll see. We'll see how long it takes to turn up. Oh, he's in the middle of installing his new monitor. Excellent. Had to fudge the VESA bolts as it came with a stand but no VESA bolts. And you have a multi monitor stand. Ooh. What you're putting on it? Is it? Oh, it's the big thing, isn't it? The curved one. I would have thought they would come with like special kit. But if somebody has to fudge it, you are the man for the job, Simon. Because I saw the fantastic job you did with the headphones. I trust we're going to see a little picky when it's done. To go with Jonathan's unboxing video. Would that I could unbox anything at the moment. But it Royal Mail have got it. Let's just leave it at Royal Mail have got it. I don't think it's going to come tomorrow. I think it's going to be Saturday, but probably Monday or Tuesday, knowing Royal Mail. Once they get a hold of your stuff, they never seem to want to let it go. And despite the fact that the things were ordered, I mean, we're talking little piddly things. One was an adapter for the MacBook Air, so I don't have to use the full adapter. I think there was a cable. But they're little things. But, you know, they've sent them Royal Mail. Not the best decision they've ever made. But all I can do is sit and wait. And that's exactly what I'll be doing, sitting and waiting. They got your monitor there fast, though, didn't they? Mind you, they wouldn't have sent that. Did they send that Royal Mail, Simon? No, tell me they didn't send that Royal Mail. Mind you, Amazon delivered mine, my last monitors, if you remember. Mike's got a story about a monitor to share with you, but he'll probably have to share that tomorrow, won't you?
What?
You've got a monitor story to share.
Yes.
Yes, but we'll save that for tomorrow.
We'll save that for tomorrow.
Are you still rushing around?
Yeah.
I was looking for that picture of Andy Burnham. This was when the machine crashed. Simon said he'd got one of his inauguration and sent that. You know that's the Mayor of Shrumpton with the FA Cup, don't you? I did actually find a photo so you can see the difference. Did we purchase a new monitor for Mike? It's a longer story than that because he already had four, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was just
Why does Mike need so many monitors?
Well, you'd only have one unless you were using the Mac and the Mac second monitor, which I'd totally forgotten. You'll love this. I had totally forgotten was a 27-inch next door. I thought it was a 24.
Oh.
So there's a 27-inch iMac, a 27-inch monitor. And then Mike had a 15-inch monitor and a 15-inch laptop.
Something like that.
He'll give you the full sorry tale tomorrow, won't you?
Yeah. I have to go and log in before we start.
I want to see my friends. Have you got the slide for Peter?
Yes.
Have you fixed all the spelling mistakes on the slide for Peter? And are you sitting on them so nobody comes in? They were having a minute's silence for Peter.
I've also added the one with the balloons to it.
I thought that was already there.
No. The one with the balloons was on the thing from the
funeral. Oh, the order of service.
Yeah.
The one with the balloons is just Peter, yeah. Isn't it? It is. They're having a minute. Well, tonight they're having a minute's silence because Peter died between this meeting and the last meeting, but they had a minute silence at somebody else's meeting for Peter. Peter was incredibly well known and he always came in. He's been to every by request show that we've done and he'll ring up because he doesn't do tech. His wife does. She's amazing. His wife's kept him going with tech during all of this, but he will ring up if he wants a song. So every week he'd like ring Micah, he'd ring me, and he'd be putting Peter's songs in. And you'd think, because he was in his late 80s, you would think it was like ballroom stuff from the 40s. T-Rex was his favourite. So I've had a full education in T-Rex. But at this other meeting, because he was a member of two circles, they had this minute silence. And you'd think that that is fairly simple, wouldn't you? Minute silence, can't really go wrong. Only they didn't have the waiting room enabled. So when the Grand Poobah of the entire Great Britain Catinian Association logged in, he logged in bang in the middle of this minute silence and said, "Hello, I'm here now." No one replied, and he's like, "I can see them, but they're not talking." So I said to Mike, "Well, just keep the lobby there during the minute silence. Don't let anybody in. You're either in before the minute silence or you're not. So let's see how that goes." So did Mike need a new monitor? Well, I did say to him, if he wanted a new monitor and he wanted whatever he wanted, he could have. We did check the prices. What I did notice, and I think this happened over the last 24 hours of the 48 hour thing. Simon said he got his on the first day, and one, it was cheaper, and two, it got there really quickly. I noticed when it got on to day two that some things are on like 3 week back order now, and the price changed. Now, luckily for the stuff I bought, it didn't. But mine was, I didn't make any huge purchases this time, to be honest. No. But Mike could have had a monitor that matched the two I have, one on either side of mine. He decided against it. He decided against that 27 inch. It's just rather strange, I thought. I think it was on 3 week back order, and the price was £119, which, given that I've already had these monitors over a year and they're absolutely fine, I thought was a really good price. I don't think that was even part of the deal. So let's have a look. AOC, I think they are. Why doesn't that ever focus up there so I can type 27 inch monitor? AOC, I think. Well, there is one. Don't think that was the one I got. Not on that stand, I didn't. Mine's got a very simplistic looking leg thing. I did notice there was a curved monitor. It was only 31 and a half inches. But it was curved, but it was more expensive than what Simon paid for. Mind you can see the difference in price because it's in the response rate. But the one that I got, which was perfectly adequate, is still £119 and a penny. I mean, why the penny? But they can't deliver it until the 3rd of November. It's got a window of delivery from the 3rd of November to the 8th of December. So I think Mike wanted one, and he wanted one now. So he has ended up with one. I'll leave him to tell you the full story. Suffice it to say, it did involve cables that he would have had to have ordered, which I already had. He didn't know where. And moving things around. But once we'd done all of that, yep, it was all sorted. About how long do monitors last? I've only ever actually had one break once, I think. The other things I've pensioned off. So, for instance, I had a 17-inch. It lasted about 3 years. And the thing that I noticed with it was the colours weren't great. So I just replaced it for a newer one based on the fact it wasn't actually broken, but the colours could have been better. And you do tell the difference between a new one. But the only one I've actually had break on me, I think it was a 17-inch Iama, which is a very good make. Yeah, that's quite right, Anthony. If they've got a power supply, it's often that the power supply dies. That happens with drives as well. But the one that I had break kind of went that you turned it on and the colour was off and you couldn't get a picture on it. So, yeah, it's broken. But that was only one, and it was probably about, it was on a PC. So it was 16, 17 years ago. Since then, when I replaced my 24 inches with 27, it was so I had a bigger one, not so because there was anything wrong with it. And the others were repurposed. So they were then put to do other jobs in other places. So They usually come with a 3-year guarantee, and I've not had one that's needed to be dealt with within the guarantee. So they usually last quite well. Oh, yours isn't curved. It's just enormously wide. Let's have a look, Simon. From that photo, it looked curved. It was probably just that it was huge, isn't it? Yeah. It's a right mess with screwdrivers and so on. We don't worry about things like that. We like to see behind the scenes. You want to see the full thing, you know. I'll make sure there's a picture of Mike's new setup. Oh, look, George Clooney, but he's not on the ceiling. Can that monitor go on the ceiling? That looks amazing. It really does. The other one looks good that way around as well. Yeah, we could possibly do without George. No, the whole setup looks fantastic. Look at how many things you can get on that dock. Wow. Amazing. Love it. Absolutely love it. Never mind the tidying up business. That can happen anytime. Liking that light as well. I like the ones that are like flat at the top that lean over. Ah, they look great. Oh, and there's that monitor, that's that keyboard we were talking about, isn't it? The Logitech keyboard. Isn't that the one where that thing at the top turns round and you can program it to do stuff? And there's the headphones. In fact, there's more than one pair of headphones there. Looks amazing. I do like the George Clooney touch. That's what it should look like. There, that is wide, isn't it? Mm. He's going right now before people start talking, Simon. Had to be done. Very impressed. Oh, the light's new as well. Oh, fantastic. Let's have a look. Yeah, I do like those. I think I had a white one on a flexi neck. And I also had one that was rechargeable, so you could put the light on the desk and it be charged. But thing was, it only lasted a couple of hours, and I worked for far longer than a couple of hours. What I did, I think I put one of these in before lockdown, and I put the other one in after. But I got a ring light. It's only smallish, about 6 inches. And I used it like a light, and that way it would light the desk up when we do an unboxing. And then when we went into lockdown, I realised this light was lighting up the desk. So it wasn't lighting me up if I was doing a Zoom call. So I thought, need to put another one in place where it would actually light you up. We ended up, 1, 2, 3. I think we've now got 4 of these ring lights. So I've got 2 on my desk, 1 pointing at me, 1 pointing at the desk. And then next door where Mike is, he's got a ring light, which you certainly do not need at full power. Wow. And he's also got one on his desk in here, just in case he does any web conferencing in here. So yeah, lighting incredibly important, but that's lit beautifully. Beautifully lit. It's going to look very bare without George, isn't it? What size was the monitor again? Because it does look huge. What would I do with a monitor that big? Ooh, just think about editing video and audio on that. That would be amazing. You're tempting me. You're a very naughty boy. I did keep my eye on the Prime stuff. I did check it out, but I didn't buy as much this year as I think I bought last year. And if Mike wants that 27-inch monitor, the offer's still there to him. What I like to do is, if they're still available, if you've got like a monitor, so I had an Acer 24-inch monitor, and then I had one on the other side of the desk, so they matched. And then we decided to upgrade the 17-inch that we had to a 24-inch. And I said, well, I might as well get the same one. And that way, if a monitor ever did break, I could just take it out of where it was and replace it with a twin. So I tend to buy in threes. So the AOC ones, these 27-inch monitors that I've got, they're borderless. So I really liked the style of them. Let me get a link so you can have a look at it. Let's go back. There we go. Give me a link. So they're very neat and tidy, and they sit exactly at the same level as the 27-inch iMac. They are cheap and they are cheerful. Ooh, excellent. So 1440 is the height of a 27-inch iMac. It would work nice with mine if I had enough room on the desk. Could have a wide one on either side. Might need to knock a wall down and knock a window out, but you know. And Paul, well, Paul's, there's no furniture in Paul's new house. So you could just knock a hole in the wall. The wife wouldn't mind, would she? Squeeze it in. Mind you, your office is big enough. You could probably take two of those without even trying. Oh, yes, it looks amazing. I'm loving it. Very, very good. Imagine taking a screenshot of it. My only problem, as I say, is sharing the entire screen. I know you could share a portion of it, but that wouldn't work too well for videos. The way the Mac works, it would with Windows. But the way the Mac works, you've got the menu at the top. The menu is in a fixed place, which I found really weird when I moved to a Mac. I didn't find it anything like as weird as going back to Windows and thinking, where's the menu? And then realising it's in the window. So you'd have to move the application up to the top left to be able to see the menu and then record a certain part of the screen. I'm thinking it's possible. The day will come, probably. The day will come. But hopefully by then all the software will have been updated, because it's all a bit hit and miss as to what works and what doesn't at the moment. But yeah, George makes that, you know. Can't have a setup without George now. Is there a benefit to having a monitor on the ceiling, do you reckon? Which is the other monitor, by the way? Oh, it's a Samsung. Wouldn't you think Samsung, if it can go sideways, would make it that there was like a way to move the logo to the bottom? They should think about this. I've seen somebody who's got not as wide as that one, but a wide-ish monitor in the middle. And then they have deliberately turned the other monitors sideways on like that. And they're using it for things that are vertical. So, you know, like a Twitter feed or something. I guess you would get used to it, because it would be like working with A4, wouldn't it? Without all of the wasted space. I believe this 19 can turn round. But I think the problem with it was, if I did, then it would certainly not in any way line up with the others. And what I like to do, I have Moom set up so I can move anything from any screen. I demonstrated that, didn't I? Moom's a favourite here. You didn't recognise George? Where have you been? Kim, critical question then. If you didn't recognise it as being George, who did you think it was? Did you think it was Simon? Oh no, they can't deliver it to Paul. That's not good. Or just Sharpie it. Good call. Good call. I did. Do you know, it's ridiculous that you have to do things like that. What I did with one of mine, and it wasn't a monitor, it was, has anybody seen a Blue Yeti microphone? Blue Yetis, and I'm talking the original Blue Yeti. The original Blue Yeti was like a silver colour. Beautiful, beautiful device. Weird thing with it was, I thought it was Simon. There you go, Simon, you're a pin-up now. With the Blue Yeti, it comes with a stand, and this stand weighs about a stone and a half. It's huge and it's heavy. But the problem with it is, no matter what you have it stood on, it picks up vibration through the leg. So one of the best tips with a Yeti is take it off the leg. But the problem is, when you take it off the leg, you are left with like an egg-shaped, very big, like a Fabergé egg. There is a hole underneath where you can mount it to an arm. But of course, the Blue Yeti is really heavy, so the arm has to be capable of taking the Blue Yeti. Let's assume it is. Then you've got the pop filter to think about, which also weighs quite a bit. So again, the arm has to be able to take that as well. And as if all of that isn't enough, when you actually look at the Blue Yeti, it's got two screw holes in the side, which are the screw holes that are used to attach it to the stand that stands on the desk. These two holes are not needed at all. They serve no purpose whatsoever if you've got it in an arm. And it really bugged me, looking at these two holes. You could see there were screw holes. Now, because mine was silver, I thought, I know what I'll do. So I goes onto Amazon, does a bit of a search. You know the screw hole covers that you get when you get stuff from IKEA? I was looking for those in silver, which I thought, you're going to be lucky here. But I managed to find them in a grey colour. And they matched perfectly. So I bought a packet of these things and I attached them to the screw holes. But, you know, you would think when you are paying top money for a decent microphone, top money for a decent monitor, if there's a way of using it, which is in the manual, you know, you look, you can take it off the stand, that they would provide something to fill these holes with. Just, you know, they could even put a little branded B on it for blue microphones, but they don't. And what they could have done with a Samsung one, if they gave you like a clip to put on it that said Samsung, you could unclip it and clip it at the bottom. This is what's needed. Oh, if I was in charge of product design, there we go. Oh, let's have a look. Not quite George. Yes, but Simon, let's have a look. Let's have a look. Let's put you next to Andy Burnham in the other browser. Nothing wrong with that. Totally trendy. Which one are you, though? Which one are you? Are you on the right? Could be a pop star there. Anyway, I'm pretty sure when George was younger, George had long hair. Wasn't he in a program called ER, Before the Other ER, if you're with me? When he was much younger. There we go, like that one. Ooh, from Esquire magazine. George Clooney through the years, the photos. Classic. But this one, I'm thinking that's pretty much Simon. I think Kim's clocked it here. Simon and George Clooney separated at birth. Didn't he have long hair then? Well, funny you should mention that. There you go. Almost as long. Not quite. But definitely heading that way. Yep, I reckon. Could be mistaken there. Anyway, just be grateful. More hair than Prince William, who has been losing his for years. This is what happens, apparently, when you get married and have kids. This is why Mike looks like he's 20. There you go, Simon. You didn't realise you had a twin, did you? You're shocked now. Oh, dear. Let's have a look at the other pickies. Oh, there he is looking dreamy. Is that his wife? Oh, no, that's somebody else. Oh, yeah, that's... Now, you see, there's definitely... George Clooney at the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Beverly Hills in 1986. It won't let me... Oh, I have to try and take a screenshot of that. Oh, come on. It won't let me do that. Let's have that one. And see if he's got any... That could well have been the longest his hair was. Oh, no, I tell a lie. I remember, of course, he was in something called Red Surf, which was like a, I think it was a cop programme. And not to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, obviously, but it didn't end well for him. I don't know how many episodes he was in, but it didn't end well. But I do remember, now I've seen this picture, that he was a biker in it, I think. I don't know if he was one of the police. I think he was. I don't think he was a baddie, put it like that. So let's get this one shared. Are you going to share that or are you just going to lie to me? Come on. Let's get that one shared. You started a George Clooney-thon. Wait till you see this one. Yep. You were spot on, Kim. They're one and the same. This is why he didn't like being put on a ceiling. They're one and the same. Oh, there's pictures of him here in shorts and all kinds of things. But I do think that one captures the essence of the twins, the Clooney twins. Oh, good grief. Yeah, the other ones, he looks quite normal. But, oh, there's, was that his wedding? Yes, yeah, so that's a wedding one. But I think the one I've shared, that's it. So, yes, Simon, he was taking style tips from you. Now, where's Mrs. Simon when you need her? So Kim can legitimately think of George Clooney every time she thinks of you now. As can we all. Shall I put that in this week at MacBite's headquarters? Say hello to Mrs. Simon and enjoy playing with your toys. We'll see you next time. find George a guitar. He needs a guitar, doesn't he? And then that's it. Thankfully, Mrs. Simon isn't here hard to live up to. You started it. That's definitely him. I'm going to think I'll... Well, we'll let Simon head off. I think I'll get the old Photoshop brushes out. Let's twin them side by side. You know one of those photos, you've got half of one face and half of another? Only in this case, they just look identical. Could be worse. You could be Andy Burnham's double. That's all I'll say. Oh, my. Well, I better go and fix this machine, hadn't I? Seeing as though I've now broken it. I haven't rebooted it in 3 days. That's the problem. And it's just not freeing up disk space at all. And I've no idea what the ITV thing is doing either. You know, when I explained to you, I had this piece of software that's a TV and I updated it. I'm not sure what that's doing, but I've now got pictures that are upside down. Upgrading to Catalina, was it really a good idea? Thought I'd better do it before Biggles came out, and still no sight of Biggles. So possibly another Apple event as well. Can't say fairer than that, can we? It'll have to go in the new Magpies book. It absolutely will, Kim. I'll put that on a post-it note. Simon and George. Loving it. Right, okay then, well. Tonight's the last one before Two Show Friday, because now I'm now aware it's Thursday. I know this sounds strange, but I was totally lost at the beginning of the week. I had totally lost whatever kind of day it was. Beta 10 came out this week. Ooh! I'm wondering whether they'll just slip that out, but I don't think they would want to not give Craig some airtime. Because he does get a lot of publicity when he does something. So to announce that maybe with the first Apple Silicon would probably make sense. Possibly 2 to 3 weeks away. I'll just leave it there. It might do. It might not. If it does, we'll cover it. If it doesn't, we'll just curse and swear at them and try and find somewhere to put it so we can have a play with it. While I'm putting George and Simon next to each other. One and the same. One and the same. But until Two Show Friday, it's good night from me. I'll say good night from Mike. And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.